What was the most interesting day of your career? When I say interesting, the day that you think about and go, Jesus, that was like awesome, or that was from a movie.
So I can give you a story, which I don't think I've shared. So because I didn't look like an agent, I would get pulled in for a lot of undercover stuff, which I loved. It was fun. Scary, but because I never got pegged for an agent, like I always felt super safe. So I did this one thing where it was another undercover case where they came to me and we were working with NYPD. It wasn't my case, but they wanted me. There was this organized crime ring. I think they were Albanian. And they were selling passports, original passports and birth certificates to terrorists. And so they're selling it to them to help them come into the U.S. and to other people who are bad actors. So the agencies get wind of this, and they want to get this guy specifically with this organized crime ring. They're trying to figure out how to get in because they were so good at what they did, like you couldn't get them. So they wanted me to go in undercover and pretend to be someone who needed paperwork. So they're trying to figure out how do we do it. So the idea we came up with was I would be someone who had been sex trafficked from an Eastern Bloc country because I can pass for it. So I started talking on the phone. I was introduced him through another undercover and talking to him on the phone, and I had to develop an Eastern Bloc accent. I need my papers. They brought me here from, you know, my country. Because when they sex traffic people in, the first thing they do when they lure you in is they'll take your paperwork from you. And you can't even get a cell phone here in the U.S. without paperwork. So they take your stuff and then they put you either to do sex traffic, you know, sex work or work in strip clubs or both till you pay off your debt for them bringing you to America. So I pretended to be one of those. So I, you know, under that premise, I have no paperwork, so I can't get an apartment. I can't get anything. I'm at the mercy of these traffickers, which until I pay my dues, which you never do, by the way, they keep you locked in. And then they make them afraid and they tell them if you say anything, they're going to deport you back, which actually is not true. However, so I take on this role. I start talking to this guy. I need papers. They take my papers. How much for new papers?
How do you learn this accent? Did you just go online?
I studied acting. And then plus my parents are immigrants. I grew up in New York and Queens. So I just picked them up. But I practice it. And I had to be good because if you're not good, you get a bullet to the head when you meet this guy. So you have to live in reality because my life is also on the line. And so I have these phone calls with him. He agrees, okay, I'll meet with you. So my first meeting is passport photos. I had to go get passport photos. I go meet him. And I remember when I met him at his, I think he did construction was the outside thing he did. We meet him. I'm in like dress clothes. I'm dressing like as a very young woman, but I also had to put on sneakers because I'm like, hey, if this guy has to do something, I need to be able to run. So I meet him. I bring my passport photos. I go to this location. That's a front. Hi, I'm here to see. I don't remember the guy's name. They're like, oh, no, he's not here. You'll have to wait for him. So they play with me for a little while. You know, everyone's watching me from the outside, but I have no wire on. And we debated whether I should have a wire or not or a gun. And I chose to take nothing. So I've got nothing with me, which makes me more vulnerable. But my concern was if they put me through a metal detector or they checked me, that would be worse. Because now I'm in their home and like they'll just off me right off the bat. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. He finally comes. Then he tries to lure me into his car. And I had been briefed, whatever you do, you don't get into a car with this guy. So I don't get in the car and I'm like, no, I don't get into car. He's like, no, we need to talk private. Now I have eyes on me and I want to make sure the agents and everybody can see me. So there's this back and forth where I'm like, please, I'm afraid. I don't want to go into the car. He has passport photos. I give him, I think it was 5 G's. I give him an envelope of $5,000. Here's the $5,000. He's like, okay, come back in like 2 weeks. And he's like, maybe you'll get in my car. So I come back like 2 weeks later. Same story. I meet him. I get my passports. He gave me a Polish passport. I won't forget. It was a real authentic Polish passport and a certificate, birth certificate and all that. Then I'm like, the deal was though, I needed more transactions with this guy because the more you get, the longer you can put them away. But he was so good, we couldn't get anything that we knew he had done. So I'm like, hey, I have more friends. Can I send you more girls? I'll bring you more girls. So he's like, oh, yeah. So then I start bringing him more girls.
Who are these girls?
Other undercovers. Other undercover female agents. And cops. We had NYPD play. And so we go in and we're doing this buying and selling transactions, till we got enough to get the U.S. attorney to say, yes, we got him. And then they went in and they took him down. That was pretty interesting.
Were you scared at any point?
I was not, because I always felt safe in that nobody, Stephen, ever thought I was a cop. Nobody ever thought I was an agent. I didn't look like one. I didn't speak like one. So I felt very safe.